Ali Hatip returned to Idlib in northwestern Syria 5 months ago, after having lived in Turkey for 6 years. He had crossed the border to escape the fighting, but he says the long working hours and being away from relatives made him feel like a stranger in Turkey. Now he has this shop to make a living.
In recent years, racism has become more common. Turkish people have started to look down on us and dislike us. We began to hear them saying, "Why don't you go home? Our government pays your salaries and rents your houses."
Ali and his wife say having an autistic son who needs more attention made integration in Turkey even more difficult. But life back in Syria hasn't been easy either.
We had to choose between safety and bombardments, but for our child's sake, we came back to Syria. We're short of electricity, water here, but we have our families that we rely on.
In 2016, Turkey signed a deal with the EU to keep Syrians from moving to Europe in return for financial assistance. That agreement came about after more than 1 million refugees and migrants from Syria and elsewhere entered the 27-nation bloc in 2015. This is a little Syrian neighborhood in Istanbul's Esenyurt district. 55-year-old Mohammed is from Damascus. He moved to Istanbul 5 years ago with his family. He says he hopes to become a Turkish citizen one day.
In Damascus, I lived like a king. I had cars carrying goods between Syria and Lebanon, but I didn't want my sons to fight in the war. It's fine here. We love Turks. My life is here now. Going back to Syria is a start from zero.
Turkey hosts more than 4 million refugees, and with more coming from Afghanistan, there are growing fears of rising social tensions.
According to the UN, returning to Syria is not possible at the moment. In Turkey, 2.4 million Syrian refugees are under 25. 700,000 were born here. These figures show why Turkey has a heavy burden.
When Syrians first arrived in Turkey, the government said they would soon return once the conflict was over. More than 10 years later, most Syrians have established new lives here and their children speak Turkish fluently. But with an election due in 2 years' time, the opposition is likely to put pressure on the government to send them back. And with a weak economy and currency and unemployment rising, many fear this will fuel xenophobia across the country. Sinem Kösoğlu, Al Jazeera, Istanbul.